knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard boys.
He's Dean, 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 Dean.
Hi, D-E-E-E-E-N.
What a letdown following Henry Winkler.
No, don't say that at all.
What a huge disappointment.
Please don't say that.
God, he's the nicest man ever next to you, Dean.
He truly is the nicest man possibly on earth.
Dean, everybody who's ever met him says exactly that. I've never come across anybody who says otherwise. It's got to be genuine, right? There's no other way around it.
I continue my search to find the person who will call Henry Winkler a jerk.
Well, there is no such person.
He had a dust-up with Mother Teresa a few years back. Remember that?
Right. I remember it was...
scandalous.
It was a big throwdown.
Yeah.
She pinned him on the ground.
Yep.
And, you know, it seemed like an odd... I remember the film clip, as though it were yesterday.
Yep.
Of Mother Teresa pinning him on the ground saying, "Who's your daddy?"
It was the first meme.
You guys are getting really way out there.
Wendy, it was the very first meme. People ran it over and over and over again. Would you say that Tom Hanks is probably a close second?
Well, I'm going to say Tom Hanks is a close first.
Yeah. Dean says Tom's the nicest man ever.
Mm-hmm.
We do love the Tom Hanks. I mean, not you know, they're both very, very nice, but you know, Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks. 2-time Academy Award winner.
Yep.
You can be a nice guy and not have any awards. You know, that's going to knock you down a couple of pegs.
No, that's true. When Henry was done with us, Dean, you know how a lot of the big stars, as soon as they're done, they're out the door. They're on to their next move. He just hung around for a little bit. He co-signed a loan for Wendy.
I couldn't believe it. After he heard that Hochberg commercial, he's like, "Well, how can I help?"
Yep.
How do you resist a read like that? Honestly, really. And I know I was, you know, looking on the social media because that's what us kids do in our spare time.
Yeah.
I saw pictures of him with people in the office.
Oh, they got to him first?
Yeah, apparently. Well, I don't know first or after, but, you know, they accosting Henry Winkler in the office because, you know, most celebrities love that.
Sure they do. Of course they do.
But you know what? He doesn't mind that. I mean, he said
he's used to it.
They're going to sign these books tonight and tomorrow night, and they will stay till everyone gets theirs signed. That says something.
Mm-hmm.
No, that means that's the difference between it. And you know, here's the thing. It takes about 5 minutes to be nice and stop to talk to people and take pictures. And some people get it, and some people just don't. You know, so that's why he has the reputation of being such a fantastic guy. And I presume fantastic interview. I did not hear it because I'm here at a beautiful O'Hare International Airport.
Oh.
Where I love to spend as much time as possible.
Where are you headed to?
Oh, you're going to be jealous today.
Uh-oh.
You're going to be jealous. I'm headed to Cleveland, Ohio today.
Dean, just for pleasure,
you know,
or for what?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Cleveland rocks. That's why.
Damn straight.
Cleveland rocks.
Yes.
I've never been there. I gotta go.
It's.
I don't think I've ever been to Cleveland before either.
But your arms are tired.
I've been to what?
But your arms are tired.
I've been to many cities in Ohio. I used to have relatives. They're now passed away, but I used to have relatives that lived in Canton, Ohio, home of the NFL,
the Hall of
Football
Fame.
Hall of Fame. So I know that area in Dayton. I don't think I've ever been in Cleveland before, but certainly I'm looking forward to it. There's a show that's coming to Chicago called Jurassic World Live. It's an arena show. I guess it probably is going to be at the United Center, you know, one of the big arenas like that. And actual dinosaurs come to life in this show.
That's freaky yet cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a look at the show and give it a little review, and you know, we'll see what happens. I hope the dinosaurs sing and dance because I am a big fan of Michigan J. Frog. If you remember,
from the WB.
the WB frog to say, hello, my baby, hello, my darling. That's what I'm hoping one of the dinosaurs also do. Like,
well, Dean, I know that the producer of this show, of Jurassic Park Live, is Tommy Toon, so I think you're in for quite an evening of entertainment.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's behind this.
He is tall enough to be a dinosaur.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He is a very tall, very, very tall man.
Dean, I wanted to discuss this so badly with Henry, but there were so many things to talk about with him. But I think there's a movie that he was in early in his career that I think is one of the funniest movies of all time. Can you guess what it is?
Night Shift.
Night Shift.
It still holds true today.
Yep.
Night Shift. I love Night Shift. That was one of my favorite movies back in the day. I'm going to guess... at the mid-80s?
Yeah.
Late-80s, I think.
And can I tell you something interesting that I wanted him to verify, but like I said, time kind of got away from us. The story that Ron Howard had told at some point was that he and Michael Keaton were supposed to have the opposite roles, and during a rehearsal, one of them said, hey, just for fun, I'll read yours, you read mine, see what happens. And everybody went, yeah, that's better. Let's keep it this way.
Yeah, it's definitely a movie. If you're not familiar, definitely a movie worth seeking out.
1982, by the way.
Mm.
Wow, wow! I can't even tell you what a full head of hair I had back then. Full bushy.
We saw the clip on the special on the anniversary special, so we know
that was right around then. That clip was right around 1982-ish, something like that. Full head of hair. Sally Jesse Raphael glasses and ill-fitting, probably Robert Hall clothing.
Baggy,
remember that
was
clothing
that?
Star?
Yeah,
Robert Hall
Village.
Yeah,
yep.
I
Robert
don't
Hall
remember
Village.
That.
Yep.
Yeah,
Dean, didn't was... kids dress as you for Halloween that year?
Bill,
they did. There were a lot of people. The kids were coming to the door, and you'd go, "Who are you?" Like, I'm Dean Richards.
I'll be honest with you. When I saw that clip on the 25th anniversary primetime special, it took me a second to like, "Oh my God, that's Dean."
Yeah,
yeah, it's creepy.
Who's that hottie creepy with the mullet?
I did have a semi mullet.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was weird, you know. I think I had. I was sporting a beard way before any of the millennials.
Oh, were you really? Yeah.
I think I had if I didn't have a beard in that shot, it was very unusual because mostly during the 80s and 90s, I was beard toting. And then when it became popular, I got rid of mine.
You were the original hipster.
Yep.
I think so, yeah. I believe that's true.
Dean, the clip they showed was you at a telethon, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it might have been the
muscular dystrophy telethon.
Probably muscular dystrophy, and I was with Cookie
McMahon, yes,
from the Bozo Show, the great Roy Brown. Did I ever tell you my Bozo story? I don't know if it was that day, but one of the very first times that I was on the telethon, I was just working at a radio station, and they invited me to come down and be on the celebrity phones.
Oh.
Which, you know, I was very excited about that, to just sit on the phones and answer the phone. So they put me in this holding area, and while I'm in this holding area before I went on the phones, Bozo and Cookie, Bob Bell and Roy Brown are there. And, you know, I'm beyond excited. You know, people I grew up with are watching television, so I sheepishly walked up to them to introduce myself and say hello, and their backs are toward me as I'm walking up to them, and you know, it's like, excuse me, Mr. Bell, my name's Dean Richards. I just want to say I enjoyed your work. And you know, they turn around, and Bozo's got his you know, sort of 1 foot up on a chair and 1 foot on the floor. It's kind of like leaning on his knee.
Yeah.
And so his gigantic shoe is sticking up on the chair, and he's smoking a cigarette.
Oh, no.
This was the best part, that I turn around, and Bozo, like, kind of turns around, like, who's bothering me? And is taking a drag on a Marlboro or something. And he goes, hey, kid, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Now let me get back to my smoke.
Got a cigarette? Got a cigarette? Want a smoke?
I don't remember him smoking much on the show, though, did he? Very little smoking during the show.
I don't believe we ever lit up.
But Dean, if you looked at bucket number six, it was just littered with cigar butts.
Yeah, right, and Vic lighters.
Wasn't there a picture of him with Jane Byrne? Although she was smoking in that one, I think. That's a famous picture going around. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, mm. I don't think he ever did. Although there is there's an outtake a piece of video where Cookie was doing a skit, I think with Wizzo, and something happened. So, you know, that was the fun of those skits. That's why you watch the Bozo Show when you got older, to watch all the things that went wrong and to watch the guys cracking each other up.
Yep.
But in one case, something went wrong, and a pack of Winston cigarettes fell out of Cookie's mouth.
Oh!
You could clearly see that Cookie had a pack of Winston cigarettes. Because Winston tastes good like a cigarette
should. Absolutely. That's Dean Richards, you guys. We're going to take a quick break and then talk about the movie everybody's talking about, Joker. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Dean Richards is our guest. Dean is here to talk about the new movies opening this weekend. And the big one, I guess, is Joker. Dean, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's going to be one of the biggest ones of the year. And without a doubt, one that we're going to be talking about at Oscar time, both for the filmmaking, but certainly the amazing performance by Joaquin Phoenix, an amazing performance by Frances Conroy, who plays his mother in the movie, and Robert De Niro, who plays sort of a Johnny Carson-like talk show host who ridicules this character. His name is Arthur Fleck. That's what Joaquin Phoenix plays, ridicules him, and for which there is a consequence. This is an origin story. This is where we learn how the Joker came to be from the Batman movie. Although there is no Batman in this movie, there are quite a few references to the Batman legacy. If you're familiar with the story, you'll see lots of little familiar things. But it's not overridingly a Batman movie. It's really those references are really just there for fans. It's a story of a very seriously mentally ill person who lives in his own reality. And when confronted with adversity, resorts to violence to resolve conflict. It's beyond creepy. It's beyond dark. It's beyond moody. It's a violent movie. But it's beautifully made. I was talking this morning with Justin Kaufman on Steve's show about what difficulty I had in kind of putting my thoughts together in this movie, because on one hand, I love the movie. It's brilliantly made. On the other hand, I was deeply depressed when I left this movie. It's, you know, I guess that's a tribute to the movie making, that it moved me in such a way, but it wasn't in a good way. And it was in a really kind of profoundly serious way, that this movie that's loaded with violence, that's loaded with the story of somebody who is mentally unhinged, who resorts to violence to resolve conflict, is just such a sensitive subject right now. Just feels like the timing is terrible for a movie like this, where we hear on the news almost every week a story about somebody like this who is living in their own fantasy. They're mad at somebody, and they take a gun and they go shoot up an office building. They shoot up a concert. They shoot up a school. They shoot up a church because they're mad at either the world in general or one person in particular. It's very similar to all of that. Now, I'm not saying that my conflict with this is that I'm afraid it's going to spark violence. I don't know if it's going to spark violence or not. I'm not an expert in that regard. But I do know this, that after seeing all these horrible stories and seeing so many parents and so many loved ones who are, you know, have to deal with the remnants of this kind of literal insane violence, it's just hard to watch this as entertainment. I appreciate it as a great movie making, great movie acting, but it just feels too sensitive for me. I don't think I have ever been so conflicted writing a review before as I have with this movie. I gave it a Dean's List A.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this movie validates anarchy and validates violence.
But Dean, can I ask you, I haven't seen it obviously, but I'm curious. This is a story that we've seen before. There have been other characters that just don't connect with society. So why in this particular instance is the movie being singled out, saying it's got this dangerous element? What's different about this movie than other similar storylines?
I think it's just the timing. I think it's just the world that we're living in right now, with all the stories that we hear about right now, that this one, for me at least, just seems to resonate a little more in a personal way. On the same token, you know, we see movies all the time where, you know, somebody gets an AK-47 and they shoot up a place. You know, you see Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, mow down people. You see Rambo just came out. This is one of the most violent movies that I've ever seen. Why this one does is, you know, because it's so, I think, so close to what's going on in the news right now.
Dean's List A.
And I'm torn too. I got to be honest with you. I want to see it.
Yeah.
And then I feel guilty for wanting to see it. I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. That's how I felt when I left the movie. It's like, wow, this was an amazing movie making with this whole thing. I also wanted to take a shower when I was done. Joaquin Phoenix is so dark and so disturbed. It's clearly mental illness, that's part of this. And then, you know, I'm sitting there looking around the theater. I'm going, you know, I wonder if there's somebody like that in this theater right now who just happens to have a gun in their pocket and they get mad and decide to open up fire on something. I mean,
but
that's
Dean,
kind of what the plot line is.
As a positive spin, maybe society will see a character like this and say, maybe we should treat them a little differently. Maybe we should be friendlier toward the outcasts of society. Is that possible?
Look at you, Bill.
Yeah. Or here's another glass half full look at all of this. You know, maybe we shouldn't be closing down mental health institutions.
Agreed.
Like is happening in real life and actually does happen in this movie, which is, you know, sort of how the Arthur Fleck character goes off the rails when a mental health counselor that he is seeing stops because the facility is being closed down. So, you know, in that way, it does, you know, reflect all of this. It's a profoundly disturbing movie, but really well made, really well acted. Although a lot of people that I know have been saying that they've seen Joaquin Phoenix doing talk show appearances the last week or so, and really he's just playing himself. Because wow. Seems pretty off the rails by himself anyway. So anyway, Dean's List A. My job is to review the movie on the movie making. So Dean's List A for me on this.
Dean, we have less than a minute, and I know that Dolomite is opening, and that's the Eddie Murphy movie.
Hilarious.
Just a very quick. It's a very funny movie, isn't it?
Absolutely hilarious. It's a real life story of a blaxploitation X-rated comedian from the 70s called Rudy Ray Moore. Eddie Murphy was made to play this role. It is so 70s jive, over the top. It's hilarious. Eddie Murphy may be doing his best role here.
Wow.
I cannot recommend this enough. It's opening in select theaters on tomorrow, and then it'll be on Netflix October 25th, another Dean's List Day.
Very, very good. Dean, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you a week from today.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Take care.
Thanks, Dean.
Fly safely.
I did hear him mention, because Heath Ledger was pretty great.
He was so good.
And this looks much more creepy.
I didn't think you could out-creepy Heath Ledger's portrayal of the Joker, but all indications are that's been done by Joaquin Phoenix, so we'll find out.
All right, and coming up, the stories that matter with Jen DeSalvo from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN.